Good morning and good afternoon, everyone. Sister Titi Layo will be sharing with us this morning. So go ahead, Sister Titi Layo. I'm yielding the mic to you. Good morning. Good afternoon, everyone.
Thank you so very much, sir. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Thank you for the honor, the privilege for us to be here. Thank you so much. Thank you, Ma, for all the prayers you have prayed this morning. Thank you, my brothers and sisters. It is an honor and privilege to be here again, and I give all the glory to God Almighty. So, the Lord wants to teach us and remind us, it's not what we don't know, but God wants to do something by himself in our midst today. He just wants to bring us to remembrance that the storm has been rolled away. Hallelujah. And those powerful songs that Daddy gave us, indeed, who would have thought that a lamp would rescue the souls of men? Who would have thought? This lamp, oh my goodness, that looks as if it's real. This lamp, of all the animals, the lamp came. It didn't come as a lion, it came as a lamp. The lamp rescued us. Glory to God. I'm going to start to pray now. Father, we thank you, Lord. Eternal Spirit, we are so very, very grateful. We are eternally grateful to you for all the things you have done for us, God. You have done incredible things in righteousness. You have done glorious things. You've done marvelous things, God. You've done powerful things, God. Because only you are the eternal life. Only you are the creator of heaven and the earth. Eternal Father, I'm so grateful. Very, very grateful to you. You wore the victor's crown. You overcame. Hallelujah. The death could not hold you captive. You rose from the dead. Or from the grave you rose. And never to die anymore. Thank you so much, O God, for this victory that you have wrought for us over 2,000 years ago. And it's still valid till today. So we are so grateful for this that you have called us into. To enjoy what you have freely given unto us. Thank you so very much. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit of my God, I'm just your vessel, Father. When you are done, take all the glory. Just use my vocal cord, O God, as always. And let both the speaker and the hearer, let them be blessed. In the name of Jesus. Thank you so very much, Holy Spirit. I hand over to you, over to your gracious hand, over to your powerful hand, over to your grace, over to you, Holy Spirit of God, because you are the Almighty God. And therefore, I acknowledge you, I appreciate you in our midst, because you said, where two or three are gathering in your name, that's exactly where you are. Mighty to save, mighty to deliver, mighty to heal, mighty to bless, mighty to favor. You brought so many good things, because in your presence there are fullness of joy. And at your right hand, Lord, there are pleasures forevermore in Jesus. At the entrance of your word, Lord, give it life unto the simple. So, Lord, give us light. Illuminate our heart again in the name of Jesus. And do what only you can do in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Thank you once again for the privilege, Daddy. I appreciate you, sir. So, we're looking into the book of Genesis, where it all started. Because if we have read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, read any story, and we have not found the story of Jesus Christ in it, it means we have not read it very well. If we do diligent studies, we will see that the Lord himself is... The Bible is about Christ. It's Christ-oriented, Christ-centered. It's about a story, but he did it in different ways. But it's there. Say so it is the honor of the king to search things out. When we search it out, we'll find him. So I'm going to start from the book of Genesis, chapter number 29, and in verse 1 to 2 to 3. So the story that preceded this was the fact that Jacob deceived his father, and the father blessed him because he stole his brother's blessing, and then he had to not run for his dear life because Esau said he was going to kill him. So that was what led to this. So Then Jacob went on his journey and came into the land of the people of the east. Verse 2, and he looked, and behold, a well in the field, and lo, there were three flocks of sheep lying by it, for out of that well they watered the flocks, and a great stone was upon the well's mouth. That's number 3A. And either were all the flocks gathered, and they rolled the stone from the well's mouth and watered the sheep. Amen. That's what we're going to talk about. They watered the sheep. Verse 2. And he looked and behold a well in the field, and lo, there were three flocks of sheep lying by it, for out of that well they watered the flocks, and a great stone was upon that well's mouth. But thanks be to God, that's in verse 3. And whither were all the flocks gathered, and they rolled the stone from the well's mouth and watered the sheep. Praise the Lord. So that was how it all started. The sheep there, we can see God always have a plan. The sheep shepherd himself has a plan for the sheep. These sheep were there. But remember one thing here. There was a field that was made, and in that field that there was a well. So God has given us a field. He gave each and every one of us a field. And in your field, there is a well there. And what is this well supposed to do? The well is supposed to water the sheep. And we are the sheep of his pasture. So we are to be watered. We are to be fed. We are to be made comfortable. That is the purpose of our good Father. I am the good shepherd himself. Because when Abraham, when Moses asked him, who will I say sent me? He said, I am. And you can fill in that I am with many things. That's why we're crowning him with many crowns. The I am, good shepherd. The I am, the light. The I am, the comforter. The I am, the savior. He is the I am of everything that we ever see. So in this place, we can see that the well is there in the field. The sheep were there. And they were actually waiting for to be watered. Hallelujah. And we have a good God. A very good shepherd of his sheep. Hallelujah. And he knew that this sheep needed to be watered. And he came and intervened, and he rolled the stone away. So he now practically did it when we look into the account of the resurrection, the death of Jesus Christ. In Mark 16, and in verse 4, we'll start from verse 2. Well, let me start from verse 1. And when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, had brought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. Verse 3. And they said among themselves, who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre? And when they looked, they saw, hallelujah, that the stone was rolled away, for it was very heavy. And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were affrighted. And verses, and he said unto them, be not affrighted, yea, ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen, he is not here. Behold, the place where they laid him. He now sent them, but go, hallelujah, go your way. Tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him as he said unto you. Amen. Take note of that verse 7. We're going to come back to it at some point. How he has gone before us this 2025. The Ark of the Covenant himself is gone before us. But let's put that by the side. So, this stone, we're just reminding ourselves again that the stone has been rolled away. So there's no more hindrances, no more excuses, no more stagnancies, no more standing and doing nothing. Like it happened in the marketplace. So, where are you? Oh, I didn't see anybody to hire you. We have been hired to do the work of the master, to do the replace. Hallelujah. I don't want to jump up ahead of myself, but let me just go the way I have put it down in here. So, this good shepherd has rolled away the stone. The stone has been rolled away, never to be put back again, because the king has risen. Hallelujah. And why did he do that? Why did he roll the stone away? This is the redemption story. This is exactly what Jesus Christ has done for us. And we saw it when he did it on the cross. When he went and he rose from the dead, the stone that was hiding him, keeping him there, was rolled away. And he rose and is alive forevermore. Why was he able to do this for us? Huh. Why was he able to roll the stone away? Because he's the creator. He's the maker of heaven and the earth. He's the lover of the sheep. He's the owner of the sheep. He's a good shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. Psalm 23 verse 4. The Lord is your shepherd. You will not lack any good thing. The Lord Almighty is your good shepherd. So that you can be satisfied. So that his children, his flocks that are seated will be watered, will be fed. We will be blessed. We'll be kept nourished. We'll be well kept, well preserved. We'll be well saved and well protected. Put any adjective there. That is exactly why the stone was rolled away. The Lord came so that you and me can be free. We can be liberated. We can be watered. And exactly in Psalm 1, what he did for us. Psalm 1, 1 to verse 3. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. That is the intention. That is the purpose. There is nothing that God does that has no purpose. There is a purpose for everything. Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 that for everything under the earth there is a purpose. You were created for a purpose. You were preciously created, well knitted together, according to Psalm number 139. Your members were not hidden from this creator. When you were in your mother's womb, when I was in my mother's womb, he fashioned everything together. And he knew what it is that he has planned for you. He has a purpose for you. He has a plan for you. He knows what it is he has written concerning you. So, he now realized that something is hindering us from not achieving what we are supposed to do. And he said, no, I'm going to go and deliver my children because I love my people that I've created in my own image and after my own likeness. This hindrance, this stone, I will go and roll it away, so that the sheep can be well fed, well mannered, well blessed, well favored. That is the intention. So the Lord has rolled the stones away. There is no more hindrances for you, because he's the only one that can do it. No one else. No one else can set us free but the Savior of the whole world, the Lord Jesus Christ himself. His hand got him victory. No one. He said he looked and he found none, but his own hand got him the victory. So the Lord Jesus Christ brought this goodness to us to say, children, have you any meat? I have gone to prepare a place. I have prepared food for you. Come and eat. Eternal Father himself came in the form of a man to make food for us. To prepare. He's always on point. Always on time. He can do no wrong. He is always faithful. And he abided faithful. He wore the victor's crown. He overcame the principalities and powers. He made an open show of them. He paraded them. Hallelujah. And he came out and said, all power in heaven and on earth belongs to me. I've come, I've liberated my children. I've set them free so that they can serve me. Hallelujah. So eternal spirit himself, he came in the form of a man. Greater than Solomon was here. Greater than a prophet were here. He came in a manger born. In the earth that he created. All for love's sake he became poor. For you and for me. So he has rolled the stones away. What is that stone that is hindering you, my brothers? What is that stone that is hindering me? What is that stone that is standing before us today, this 2025? I want to submit to you. I want to submit to the word of God for you and say to you that be reassured. These stones have been rolled away about 2,000 years ago. And it remained rolled away. It has not come back. That stone is not there. It's just a mirage. Something that is just trying to deceive. You know? Like the divine fear. False evidence appearing to be real. It is not real at all. Those things that you are seeing, they are not real. It is only the word of God that is tangible. The word of God abided forever. Holy Spirit, please, Lord, do what you said you want to do, my God. In our midst today. Baba, the covering cast is being removed. The veil is being removed. Because you rented, the curtain temple was rented into twine when Jesus Christ rose from the dead. So that we can have access to the King of Glory. And come boldly to the throne of grace to receive help in time of need. That's exactly what he said. So, please, the stone has been rolled away. You want to write a book? Go ahead and write it. You want to do a ministry? Go ahead and do that which God has laid into your heart in year 2025. The stone has been rolled away. Stone of procrastination has been rolled away. Stone of failure has been rolled away, my people, my precious people of the Most High God. The apple of the Most High God you are. The stones has been rolled away. The Lord was ministering this to me about a few days ago. And I had to say, Daddy, please, please, I've got something to share. The Lord is saying, be rest assured that the stone has been rolled away. Bible says, out of the mouth of two or three, every matter shall be established. We went and saw it in Genesis 29, and we saw it even in Mark 16. And even in Luke 2, there was the story of the resurrection of Jesus Christ is all over the gospel. No, that gospel cannot be completed without talking about the death, the burial, the death and the resurrection of Jesus. So during the account of the resurrection of Jesus, we can see boldly, even in the book of Luke 24, chapter number 24, verse 1. Now, upon the first day of the week, was early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices with them, which they had prepared, and certain others with them. Verse 2, and they found, hallelujah, and they found, we have found out now that the stone, they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. So you can see they, it has already even been rolled away before they came. My God, my God. The stone was rolled away ever even before they got there, according to this verse 2. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. The stone of hindrances, the stone of failure is rolled away. The stone of procrastinating things to, and I will do it, and I will, it is rolled away this year. In the name of Jesus. The Lord will continue, Lord, as you are teaching us, oh God, as we are speaking, my Lord, begin to open the eyes of your children into that particular things that you want them to do, and give them strategies. Give them strategies, oh God, my Lord, into those areas. Some of us will go to California and go and minister to the people, God, because the stone has been rolled away. Some of us will go to Los Angeles because the stone has been rolled away. You will go to every nook and cranny of this earth to declare the gospel of Jesus Christ. That which he has committed into your heart, that which he has laid in your heart, you've been pondering about it. Now is the hour. Now is the hour of darkness. But it has darkened the age. The brighter our light. The best time the best time of a movie is the last 15 minutes of it. Because the actor never dies. So you kind of concentrate and see what is going to, how it's going to end, how it's going to end. It's a good story. It's a super story that Jesus rose from the dead and that the stone has been rolled away. He has kept the best for the last, and that is who you are. 11th hour walk. I just want it to flow, because if I'm going to say this gospel, this page, I just say, Lord, I'm not going to put so many scriptures, but I just want your spirit to just speak through my vocal cords. So whoever is sharing the scripture, just use those verses and look for the scripture that is backing up. But I just want the spirit of God to just use my vocal cord and deliver the message. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And what is happening is that he kept the best for the last. The 11th hour workers. No wonder he paid them the same wages. It was tough. The 11th hour, my goodness. We're supposed to be sleeping, my dark hour. The dark hour, that's where we are. You can see what is going on globally, universally, in on economics, politics, everything, climate, everything. You can see it is a dark hour. But you know what? The Lord wants to showcase you and me, Kazato Barajedeva. He wants to showcase you, showing forth the praise of He that has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Our Dibolahon, showing forth His praise, showing His glory to the people of the earth. Now, you know what? Have you seen my children? Have you seen the ones that I've paid the price for? Have you seen the one that I have redeemed by my blood? These are the ones that are hearing, and these are the ones that will go in the power of the Holy Ghost to do the work of the Master. So let's go on. Let's go on. Be reassured and be comforted in this, that the stone, those things that you are seeing, that they're just mirage, they're just false evidence appearing to be real, which is fear. You are not going to be afraid. We receive the faith to refuse, faith to revere God, to honor Him, and faith to do what? To refuse to be afraid. You have to receive that faith that regardless of whatever it is happening, you refuse to fear. Because why? The Lord has not given you the spirit of fear, but what He has given us? The spirit of boldness, of love, of joy, and of a sound mind. That is the spirit that we receive. That is the spirit that we are walking in. Bible says the breath of the Almighty God has given you life. The bread of God has made you. So we were made by the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God made you and me. We are not born of a corruptible seed. We are not born of the will of man. We are born of God. We are born by the Spirit of the Most High God. We are born to serve the living God. So, as a sheep of his shepherd, he's our good shepherd. He rolled the stone away. He brought us in to come and so that we can be watered, we can be well fed, we can be well nourished, because he is a vine, we are his branches, we get nourishment from the trunk, which is a vine. So you can see all his ways is to also make sure that his sheep are well grounded spiritually, physically, health-wise. It's a total package that he brought. Total and full redemption. That was what he brought. In the same blood that saved you, that saved me, delivered us. He delivered you and me. The same blood healed you and me. The same God, blood blessed you and me. The same blood that we shed for the redemption of the souls of men gave us total victory over principalities, over powers. This same blood empowers us. He said, I've given you power. That you will trample upon serpents and upon hades, and nothing shall by any means hurt you and me. That is exactly what the Father said. And God, forever, oh God, Lord, your word is settled in heaven. The word of God is settled concerning your life. He said, heaven and earth shall pass away, from Isaiah chapter 55. Heaven, he said, so shall my word be that God out of my mouth, verse 11. It shall not return unto me void, but it will accomplish that which you have sent me to do. Hallelujah. So he said his word, Karaha. Inheriting that word that he said was what? Was the power to accomplish it. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Daddy God. So they found out that the stone was rolled away. And they entered in, hallelujah, and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but he is risen. Hallelujah. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee. The Lord has, oh my God, the Lord is not dead. He is alive forevermore. The Lord is alive in your life. He is alive. Christ is alive. Oh, when he shall appear, we shall appear with him in glory. Christ is your life. Christ is my life. Christ is alive. Jesus Christ, the joy of the whole world. He rose from the dead. Up from the grave he rose. He rolled those stones away. He is alive in your life. He is alive in my life. He is alive in every situation you are going through. Be encouraged. Do not be perplexed. Do not be afraid. The Lord is with us. Amen. Hallelujah. Why was he able to do it? Why was he able to? Because he's the victorious king. He's the creator of the heaven and the earth. He's the maker of heaven and the earth. He's the Lord of hosts. The captain of our salvation. The porter. And the clay cannot say to the porter, what maketh thou? He's in charge. He is the king of glory himself, the only true God, the creator of heaven and earth, and everything answers to him. And that's why he prevailed. He prevailed once and for all. And he's the only God that we know, and he's the only God that we will serve. We will serve no any other God but the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Why did he do it? He said in Haggai 2:8, he said, the silver is mine, and the gold is mine. The heart, says the Lord, he owns everything. Are you looking for money? Is that what the distraction is? Do not be distracted. Money is yours. Money will come. It will give you strategies. It will give you power to make wealth. So do not be distracted. The Lord is with us. Because he declared that silver is mine and the gold. All the gold of heaven and earth belongs to him. Have we not read that even the street of heaven is a street of gold? Gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. In Psalm 24, verse 1, what did he say there? The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Everything is his. Everything. And it's your father. Good, good father. So, and what he has, you hold. Because by inheritance, the things of the father belongs to the children. That's straight. By inheritance. Even physically, we know it. So how much more? He's our inheritance. He has given us, he has obtained eternal redemption for us. He gave us everything to enjoy. Now, there's always a purpose though. Purpose to do what he wants us to do. And you know what? I'm going to say something again here. Because the silver is his, and the heart and the heaven is his, guess what he said in Matthew 7 verse 7? He said, ask. Ask. Eat at all of you. Ask that your joy can be full. Ask, seek, and knock. Because he holds heaven and the earth. The silver, the gold, the frankincense, everything, the earth belongs to him and the fullness thereof. Our job is to make our hands meet. The work is the things we do for God. There's a difference between job and work. When we leave in the morning and we go to work, it is a job, J-O-B, and they pay us salaries. But the work that you do for the kingdom, the repairs, because that's the reason why the Lord gave us repairs this year as an acronym of what we are supposed to be doing. That's the purpose of the reason why the stones were rolled away. The purpose is to do the repairs. And guess what? Let me reassure you of one thing. Purpose itself will preserve you. You are not dying. Purpose of what God wants you to do will preserve you to do it. Because there is a purpose for your life. There is a plan and purpose of God for you. So that purpose will now preserve you to do the repairs. To be released. And launch out into the deep. According to what the Lord said to him. God said to Simon, according to Luke 5:4. And now he had left speaking. And when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a drought. Ah, Baba Sobe. He said it. Launched out the word that he has spoken, they are spirit and they are life. John 6:63. He said, the word I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So the Lord spoke to Simon in the book of Luke. Oh my God. Thank you, Lord. Because Luke 5:4. And when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a drought. Verse 5. And Simon answered, said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the nets. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes. And their nets broke, break. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. Praise the Lord God Almighty by his word. The Lord is saying to us, as a release, he's releasing us and he's declaring to you and me to launch out. What is that book in your heart that you have been procrastinating that you want to write? This is the hour. The hour has come. So now start to do what God has laid in your heart for the kingdom. It is for the kingdom. It's about the kingdom business. And the kingdom business requires haste. You cannot continue to procrastinate. Do not remember the things of old, the Lord said. And because that was what Simon was saying here. We have called here. He was recounting the failures. No! Do not recall the things of old. He said, no, remember not the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Shall he not hear it? I will even make a river in the wilderness. So it says a lot of hosts. He's going to do anything. Just listen and act. We are supposed to be act. Faith is define us. The action that you put upon the integrity of the word of God. Faith is an action word. So what are you doing to the word that has been given to you? That is faith. It's an action word. You've got to do something. By faith, Abel did what? Offered. By faith, Abraham believed. By faith, you can see the generals in book of Hebrew 11. By faith, you will see that they will do something. By faith, they did it. By faith, they offer. By faith, they did. It has always been that action must be taken, must be part of it. So if you believe the word, the Lord is saying, launch out into the deep this month as a release. As a release. You are being released to launch out into the deep and put your nest. So that you will not become an employer of labor. Because when it hearkened to the master's voice, because master spoke where? Yeah. Master spoke. And he hearkened. That's what he did. Verse 6, and when they had done this, in other words, when they had launched that into the deep, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes. Where were those fishes before, my brothers and sisters, and daddy and mommy, everybody, my daddies, my mommies, my sisters, my brothers? Were those fishes not in that sea? They were there. But everything answers to the Lord God Almighty. Everything answers to his voice. So those fishes could not but obey the master. As soon as he said launch out, they were ready to gather themselves. The creator of the whole universe has spoken. Who are we not to obey? They gathered into the net. So this day, you are being released according to what God said to us. Come to me. You're thinking it's futuristic. It is not futuristic. Oh, it is today. Oh. Today is the appointed hour. Today is the day of salvation. If you hear my voice, add it not to your heart as at the day of provocation. Today is the day. Today, we will do today. Tomorrow again, will become today. Next tomorrow, will become today. So every single day, today is the day to do what God asks you to do for him. Because that is the reason why the stone was rolled away. So that you can be liberated and do what the master said you should do.
There's some noise in your background.
I was wondering, I didn't know where it's coming from. It was a bit of distraction, but I'm just trying to rise above it. It's not from me, though. Let me pause again. Let me just check. It's not from me, because I'm in a quiet place.
Yeah, it's not from you. I found the person and I muted their mic. So go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Yeah,
there was somebody in the room. Somebody else was in the room doing that.
I see. Thank you, sir. So, the stones have been rolled away so that we can repair it. We can do the repairs. And the very first acronym of that repairs is R, which is release, to launch out into the deep. To go to that city where God is laying your heart, to go and do something, to go and do that ministry, to go and gather people. If it's a prayer platform you want to form, if it is the sharing of the word, if you want to start a cell system in your house where people gather to hear the truth, because unto whom much is given, much is expected. We have been loaded on a daily basis. Going to 3 years now, we've been fed. We've been fed on a daily basis. We have no excuse, oh my people, to stand before the Lord and say, what you have given to you, what did you do with it? We have been given much. The word of God is now in our mouths to speak, to teach others. So whatever it is that God is laying into your hearts to do, as a release, God is releasing us. Because the reason why the stone was rolled away was for the repair to be done. And the first thing we are talking about is the fact that is the letter R, which is that you and me have been released to do the work of the Master. We launch out. And then he said we should expand. Hallelujah. Expand to the right and to the left. Stretch forth your course. Don't limit yourself. If you want to buy property, buy. The Lord said, occupy till I come. Even if you do that thing and today Jesus Christ come, you have lost nothing. All right, I'm thinking, if I do this project now and Jesus is coming soon, what? Go for it. Expand. You say you have dwelled long in enough on this man. Move on to the other side. Move on. Do that which God is inspiring you. This Spirit of God is, he kept inspiring. Are you looking for another job? A job that will make you to serve the Lord? Go for it. Never mind how much it is. Sometimes you have to weigh whether it's money or God. I'm being honest with you. There are some deliberate action that we need to put as an act of faith. Expand your horizon. See through the eyes of the Lord. See, he called Abraham. He said, Abraham, come and see the star. If you are able to number it. And today we are the children of Abraham. See. See with your eyes. The Lord is inspiring you. Even as we are talking now, the Spirit of God is there. Inspiring you. Please take note of those things that he's putting in your heart now for him to do, for you to do for him. Expand on the right side and on the left side. Strengthen your court. Don't limit yourself anymore. 2025, no limitation, because the stone has been rolled away. Ever even before we got there, we found out that the stone was rolled away. He said the purpose while the stone was rolled away was for us to possess all that the Lord has given unto us. There's a possession to occupy, cities to occupy, things to possess for the Lord, spiritually, physically, financially, gaining territories for the Lord, possess the land for the Lord. In your place of work, outside your place of work, in the city you live, in the community you are, in the neighborhood, you are to possess. Let us put out the sickle out and gather souls of men, possess them for the Lord. Because the King is coming. The King of Kings is coming. And he has reserved the best for the last so that we can do the bidding. He wants to showcase you and me. Let's possess all that the Lord has made available for us to enjoy freely. He has given us good health. Health is yours. You can never go down in life. You are in Zion, and in Zion, the inhabitant of Zion shall not say, I'm sick. So rise. If you are lying down, you are saying, my body, my bones, in the name of Jesus Christ, the strength has come. Strength into your cell system, into your tissue system, into your each organ of your body, and on your entire system, and from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, we release the word of God unto you right now, in the name of Jesus. Possess your health. Why was the stone rolled away? Why was it rolled away? The stone was rolled away so that we can accelerate. My goodness. Accelerate the level you are at. That is not the level you should be. How will it be? When we will get to heaven and God is saying to you, do you know that these are the things that you're supposed to have gotten? These are the things that you're supposed to have achieved? These are the things that you are supposed to have achieved? Well, in fact, I was thinking about that the other day. I said, Lord, I don't want to miss out on anything that you want me to achieve for here on earth and miss out. No, I don't want to. So it's the time for us to accelerate. Run the race that has been set before you. I need to run the race that has been set. That's why God calls us athletes. It doesn't say we should run. We should accelerate. Run that race. We cannot afford to drop the baton. We are supposed to continue. You know the rules of engagement of running. We will have to continue until you hand that baton to someone else, and we are the one to hold the last baton, because I don't think there's any other generation again. This is the generation that will see the coming of the Lord. I don't think there's another generation we're going to hand over the baton to before the Lord comes, considering all the things that are happening now, my brother and sister. I may be wrong, but I'm not putting a time to anything, but the way things are happening, indeed, in quick succession, my goodness, the coming of the Lord is closer than we all expect. And that's why we cannot dilly-dally, we cannot afford to miss the mark, we cannot afford to make delay our lay. We need to accelerate and run the race that has been set before us, and not drop the baton, but continue to run the race until we meet with the Lord. We need to accelerate. Hadi said something recently. He said, even if you are not running and you are standing, he said, the person is already drawing back. And I was meditating on it. It's true. Because the Lord is still walking. The Lord is still moving. He's not stagnant. He's moving and moving and moving. He has moved ahead of the devil. The devil thought, I said, you know what? The Lord has swallowed death in victory. Swallowed poverty in victory. Death with the enemy, made an open show. So the devil thought, I said, you have failed. You're just bragging for nothing. Because the Lord of hosts, he has won the victor's crown. He overcame once and for all. Hallelujah. Oh, my Father, we are grateful. We are so grateful for all you've done for us. So the Lord has gone ahead of us. He's still moving, moving. When the devil thinks he's doing this, God has overruled. He thinks he's doing something in California. The Lord has moved. People are getting saved. Revival is starting. Even in California, in that place, God still has some people there. Hallelujah. God has people in Los Angeles. God has people in Asia. He has people in America, in Africa, in Soweto, in Burundi. The Lord still have his own children here on earth. So God is moving. So we now need to walk with him. Walking in the spirit that Daddy has been teaching us. Walking in the power of the Holy Ghost. Speaking in tongues, praying in tongues, singing in the spirit, moving in the spirit. Because in him we live, we move, we have our being in him. So everything really that we do is in the spirit, because we are born of God. And when we have this consciousness, and we are heavenly minded, and we are eternity driven, we will continue to focus on eternity, that this is the mark, this is the race, I will run it. So we need to accelerate on that. And what is I? Why did the stone roll away? The stone was rolled away because the Lord wants us to increase in knowledge. Knowledge of who? Knowledge of who Jesus is. You need to know who your husband is. You must know that we are going for Bema seat. It's a place of reward. And it's a marriage supper. We are going to meet our king. And the bride that does not know her husband will miss it all. Because if you do not know who you want to get married, the husband might say, I do not know you. That is not our own portion. So, for the Lord not to say, I do not know you, we must be a wise virgin. A wise bride, waiting for our husband man. Know who the husband is. The husband know you, you know your husband. That Jesus is the bride, is the bridegroom himself. Is the King of glory, is the one that is coming. Is the one that created the heaven and earth, and came in the form of a man, so that he can redeem us. Bible says, John 1:1, in the beginning was the word was with God, the word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, all things were made by him. And in verse 14, he went and said, and the word became flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So that word that has been from the beginning, now became flesh, and dwelt among us. He said, if you don't believe me for what I do. Because the Spirit of God that is the Father himself dwell inside that body. The God that dwell in that body bodily. The Spirit of God dwell in that bodily. And that was, he said, a body have you prepared for me. Hebrew 10. A body have thou prepared for me. Enter into that body so that I can do the work of the salvation, work of redemption. So that the stone can be rolled away. So that his children can be liberated to do the repairs. The repair of broken bridges, the repairs of what it is he has given. To increase on every side, spiritually, the knowledge of the Lord, that your knowledge of God increases. You have an understanding heart that we pray for. Understanding heart to know the right and wrong. To let the word of God dwell in you richly in all wisdom. Hallelujah. And to recover all. So have a good self. Recover everything you have lost. Recovery grace. That recovery grace is there to recover all. Recover. This is the time to buy back. Redeem the time, for the days are evil. These are the time to redeem back the time. Recover the time. The time is fast spent. We thank God for the essential, the word of God that God has given unto us, the Spirit of God. The third essential is the time. Time no longer. Time no more to wait. Do not procrastinate. Do not delay. Recover the lost time. Redeem back the time that has been lost to do that which you're supposed to do for the Lord. Because the King is coming. We need to save more souls. We need to gather more souls, more sickles, gather more souls into the barn, gather with him. He's the master builder. We need to build with him. He's the master, he's the owner of the vineyard. He's the one that owns everything. We need to walk with him. No laziness, no laziness with God. God hates slackness, he hates laziness. He hates people to be procrastinating. God doesn't like it. He likes, what are we going to do today? In the volume of the book, Lord, what did you write about for me to do for you today? Let's go and do it. And that's what God is saying, that the stone was rolled away so that we can fulfill the repairs. 2025, we can fulfill the repairs that the Lord has made available. Hallelujah. And finally, he wants us to have good success, all round good success, total success, complete success. That when we see us, when they see you, they see me, you are complete. And that's where we are complete in Christ. Because he's the head of all principalities and powers. You tick the box. Spiritually, you are sound. Physically, you are sound. Financially, you are sound. Matrimonially, you are great. You know, tick all the boxes. Good, total, complete success. All-round success. That is who we are. That is the reason why the stone were rolled away. So that you and me can do the repairs. The repairs in 2025 and beyond. To work for God on a daily basis. To pray in the Spirit. To walk in the Spirit. To sing in the Spirit. To eat in the Spirit. Everything you do to the honor and glory of God Almighty. Because you are born of the Spirit. You are born of incorruptible seed. Of the seed of the Word of God that liveth and abideth forever. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That is the purpose. Why the stone was rolled away. So no more hindrance, no more excuses, no more spiritual laziness. Because the Lord God Almighty has fought the battle once and for all, set us free, liberated us. So he asked a question. He said, what else can I do for my vineyard? What else do we want this God to do? I was asking, when he was asking himself that question, he said, what else can I do? I've done this, I've done that. Why will they still be? No! You've done it all. You've completed it. You've done your work for us. And we are not going to allow your work to be in vain in our lives. We, the working with God, we, the body of Christ, the Lord will continue to help us that the work of God, the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ, will not be in vain in your life, in my life. Because that was why you rolled stones away. So that you will not die in vain. How can we suffer for nothing? No, no, it's not fair. It won't be fair. That ordinary, my finger that had the injury, I knew how I'm feeling it all over my body. Now imagine someone whose hand was, his hands were really nailed to the cross. He died. He died your death. He died my death. So that we can live. So that we can live. What else do we want? Why are we still not doing what he wants us to do? He gave us a great commission. He committed his work into our hands. And he's coming back. He went away and promised that he's coming back. And he will come. He that tarry will tarry no more. He said that for me some years ago. He said, he that tarry will tarry no more. And you know, because a day before, a thousand before us is a day before him. So he looks at some years ago, but to him, maybe it's just like 2 seconds ago away. So when he says something, it will surely come to pass, my people. So the Lord is encouraging us today, reassuring us amongst all the teachings that the Lord has taught us through our Father here, day by day. He will give himself to study, downloading is the word of God to us, speaking as the oracle of God every single day. What are we doing with what we have been given? We will give accounts. For everything, there's an accountability. Trust God in that one. There is an accountability. Because the person that you gave 5 talents, you ask him, okay, what did you do with it? The one that you gave 2 talents, what did you do with it? And the one you gave 1, he said, what did you do? He said, ask them what they did. He is a businessman. He said, you haven't put my money. I have even put it in the bank. It will yield interest. That shows you how this great God is. He's a businessman. He does not want any waste. When he fed the 5,000 people, the leftover, did he not gather? He did not want the waste. He's such an excellent God, excellent King is this. He's given us the ability, the grace to do his word, the grace to stand in the gap. That is who we are. We are 11th hour worker. We cannot afford to sit down in the marketplace. We need to arise and shine, for our light has come and the glory of God is risen upon us. Amen. Thank you, gracious Lord. That's all I've got to say. That's all I've got to say of my time. Don't know whether I still have a few more minutes, Daddy. Am I good with time?
You have plenty of time. You can go 20 ahead. More minutes, 30 even if you want.
Now, we are going to turn the rest to prayer meeting. We are turning the rest to the prayer meeting. You will now say with your mouth, Daddy, help us sing that song of the victorious crown again. That is one that is going to usher us into the prayer section. That 30 minutes that we had that Daddy gave us, it is for us to pray. To pray and pray through. That, you know what? The victory is ours. We are standing up. We are standing tall for the Lord God Almighty. So Daddy, please, over to you, sir. The victorious song again, sir.
Is that the right song?
Perfect, sir. Thank you, sir. Perfect.
Okay.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Lord.
No more hindrances, because it's going at the road. Thank you, Lord. So we rejoice. Rejoice to God. Rejoice to the peace of God. We rejoice to God in you, God. We thank you, hallelujah. Oh, such a thing, but I give you to thank you, my God, here. Zote, please, good to have. Zote, please,
Amen, sir, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Amen. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. God bless you. So we're going to turn into prayer now. We want to appreciate the Lord, first of all, that the stones has been rolled away. I want you to begin to bless in the name of the Lord. Please unmute yourself. Try and as much as possible, if you're at your place of work, that you can talk. So, but if you are available, please, let's bless the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that overcame for you. He overcame for me over 2,000 years ago, and we are still liberated till today, even beyond, until we meet with him in the cloud. Let's bless the Lord, Father. We are so much grateful. We are eternally very grateful to all the things for all the things you've done. You've done us well. You went through all this agony. You went through all the suffering. You went through all the pain, sir. Father, there was no beauty that we would desire you. You went, oh God, for us to pay it all in full. Father, you yielded the ghost. You prayed, O Lord, you gave your life for the love of the world. We are so grateful. You have obtained eternal redemption for us. There's liberty, liberty of the sons of God. We are eternally very grateful to you, God. If not for the death, for the pure death, if not for your burial, if not for your resurrection, we will not be here. But because you died, we rose from the dead. We are united to life. We are united to life.
We thank you, Father, that we will arise and shine for our life is coming. The glory of the Lord shining over us. I thank you, Father, that Isaiah 61 is my portion. Lord, thank you, Jesus, for the Spirit of the Lord.
We are fruitful because the Lord is anointed
to preach the tidings to the poor.
We are like a water garden. Oh, thank you, Lord. Our lives ever grew. Thank you, Lord. Because you have fed us, Lord. So nourished, you have brought us, God.
The acceptable year of the Lord. In the day of vengeance of our God,
well,
comfort all who mourn, to heal those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty in the ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord.
Well,
we thank you, Father, that your spirit rests in the vast
wonderful
world. We thank you for your anointing. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for indwelling in us. Thank you for writing the Bible.
Thank you
for
helping
us accomplish our purpose in this world. We thank you, Father, that with long life you will set us well, that we shall not die but live and declare your word. We thank you, Father, that we are alive in a dark world. We thank you, Father, for the souls that we will be sending to us, Lord, to come into the kingdom of God. We thank you, God. I thank you, God, for my family. I thank you, Father, for being a man around our household. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, that each of us knows
because you have
built their destiny. Thank you, Lord. I glorify you. I give you honor. I give you praise. I give you honor. I give you praise. I give you honor. I give you praise. That's a God of mercy.
We are well kept, well preserved. Thank you, Jesus, because you are the captain of our salvation. Lord, you are everything to us, Lord. You paid it all in full.
Thank you,
Father.
Oh, glory,
in Jesus'
glory,
name,
glory,
we are worshiping. We are still praying because we still have more few moments. We are praying. We are thanking God again that you have a field and there's a well in your field. That well that is in your field, you will continue to drink of it. Water of joy, water of life, water of peace, water of abundance, water of success. What out of greatness? It is in that well. That well, we saw it. There was a field and there was a well. Baba, we thank you. And that stone has been rolled away from that well. So we are drinking of the water of life. We are drinking of the water of joy, the well of joy. Well of joy. Say, out of our belly shall flow the rivers of the living waters. There's a well. Let's begin to decree. Let's begin to receive what belongs to us. We have been released to receive. Baba, we receive that which you have put in our well, that blessing that you have put in our well. We receive it, oh God. Every single one of us in this platform. Father, right from the audience. Baba, right from the audience. Baba, no one, oh God. Everyone grass in the field is being fed. Baba, right from Dora. Father, it is well with Shalom. It is well with Oluwasegun's family. It is well with Jane, my God. That well of water that you put in their field, Baba, they will enjoy. They will drink freely. This 2025, your children will have abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. They will reign in life. Oh, Olayemi, you will reign in life. The word of God is upon you. There is a well in your field. There is a well of joy. Begin to drink freely in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Oh, Musu, it is well with you. There is a well in your field and you are drinking of it. Well of joy. This 2025, in the name of Jesus Christ. Ah, Ashley, it is well with you. There's a well. There's a well that has it. There's a well in your field. Well of joy, well of peace, well of abundance. You begin to drink freely. Patricia, there's a well in your field. There's a well in your field. And that stone has been rolled away over your daughter. She's doing very well. She's doing vibrance in the name of Jesus. There's a well. And you begin to drink out of that well. Well of joy, well of abundance. In Jesus' name. Nina, there's a well in your field. That well is a well of abundance. Well of joy, well of peace.
You will sleep and your sleep shall be sound in the name of Jesus. There is a well in your field. And your well, the well of joy, well of abundance, well of peace, well of writing books, well of doing great things and exploits for the Lord. Hey, Risha, there's a well in your field. And this well that is in your field is full of joy. It's a well of peace, well of joy, well of abundance, because the mouth of the Lord has said it. Hallelujah. And you watch over your word, Lord God Almighty, to perform it in the life of we, your children. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. We appreciate you. Chioma, there's a well in your field. A precious well. And there's an abundance in that well. Begin to drink it. Don't procrastinate again. Don't dilly-dally. Don't wait until tomorrow. Today is the day. Drink. Drink abundance. Raphael, brother Raphael, my darling brother, there's a well in your field. There's a well in your field. Well of healing. Your eyes are healed. Well of joy, of abundance over your children, over your career, over everything God has laid into her, over that calling of yours, over the suggestions that God has given unto you. Do not keep quiet. Arise and shine. Shine for the Lord. In Jesus' name, Mommy, she told you there is a well in your field. This well is a well of abundance of joy, because that is the Lord said you want to do in the house today to liberate us and for us to receive what He has for us this year 2025, so that we can repair. Mommy, she told you receive the well in your field and begin to drink of the water of love, water of joy, water of abundance in Jesus' name. Sister Obi, arise and shine. Go and drink of the well of life, well of joy, well of peace that is in your field. Because the stone has been rolled away, so that you can be watered, well nourished. Sister Helsiba, hear the word of the Lord. There is a well. Your eyes is open unto this well that the Lord has made and prepared for you in your own field. That's your personal field, Canada. You begin to drink of it. Joy, peace, blessing. Drink of the water of life freely. Sister Danica, there is a well in your field. Begin to drink. Oh, your eyes are open to see all this well in your field. Begin to drink of it. Water of life, water of joy, water of abundance, water of good health. In Jesus' powerful name. There is a well in your field, that which the Lord gave you even before the foundation of the world, that you continue to drink of it. Drink, because the Lord has rolled the stone away. There is an access for you now with your family, with your children. In the name of Jesus. Brother Kolapo, happy birthday to you. There is a well in your field, well of joy, well of peace, well of abundance. Even as you are adding another year, it's going to be a glory year, a year where you move on the right side, on the left side, and you go, you have received abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, therefore you will reign in life in the name of Jesus. Sister Jane, there is a well in your feet. Arise and shine. For your light has come and the glory of God is overshadowing you right now in the name of Jesus, because the stone has been rolled away so that you can do the repairs. Hallelujah. Oh, my darling Julia, my darling Olua, Father, in the name of Jesus, your daughter, there is a well in our field. You know the yearnings of our heart for you, God. Baba, Lord, I thank you, God. There is a well in your feet, daughter. Daughter of Zion, arise and shine. Just shine for the Lord, for your light has come. Begin to drink of this well. This 2025, drink abundantly. Drink blessing, this peace, drink joy. Drink so many glorious things that has spoken of you from your well in the name of Jesus. Father, Sister Barakas, you are blessed. You are giving forth for joy in Jesus' name. There's a well of abundance. This 2025, we're going to celebrate you. Well of blessing, well of peace, well of abundance in the name of Lord Jesus, oh Masata, your marriage is blessed. Everything about you is blessed because the stone has been rolled away. Hallelujah. Sister Eno, brother Eno, the family of Eno, it is well with you. Your baby, your wife, you shall bring forth for joy in the name of Jesus. There is a well in your vineyard, well in your field. Begin to drink. She'll bring forth for joy. In childbearing, she shall be saved in the name of Jesus. Mommy Mary, there is a well in your own field, and you are drinking of joy, of blessing, because the stones has been rolled away. Father, we thank you for Sister Reader. There is a well in your field. This year we will celebrate you. We will celebrate you, God. We will celebrate, oh God, good news from you. Hallelujah. Shadaha. Zoterimandaha. There's a well in your field. Begin to drink because the stones has been rolled away. Glory to God. Sister Olunife, my darling. Ah, Shadeke Shataha. Father, I thank you so very much for your precious daughter. I thank you because there's a well in our field. Hallelujah. Well of joy. Well of abundance. Well of prosperity. Well of enlargement. Well of expanding from the right and the left. Well of testimonies in the name of Jesus, my Lord. Father, there is a testimony for you, Daddy. Father, our Lord, I bless you, God. Father, there is a well, brother Victor. It is well with you. There is a well in your field. Begin to drink of this well of joy. Begin to realize that Jesus is your God, is your Father. There is a well for you to do, and you exploit for the Lord. Begin to drink of well of joy. Hey, begin to comfort your mother. Begin to be the head and the beacon in that family. In Jesus' name, to forge ahead, to carry the baton and run the race that the Lord has given you to do. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Mommy Heaven, you are blessed. Our Mother Sarah, you are blessed in the name of Jesus. There is a well in your field, Ma. There is a well in your field. Begin to drink, oh God. The Lord is your reward. As you labor in the vineyard of the Most High God, you will not lose your eternal reward. The Lord will continue to strengthen you from strength to strength, from grace to grace, God. In Jesus' name, begin to drink of the well of joy. Even as you clock 70 this year, begin to do what you couldn't do before. In the name of Jesus, your strength is being renewed. There's vitality, there's awakening. Oh, thank you, gracious Lord. There is a well of joy, well of testimony, celebrating naming ceremony, more blessing, more victory, more additions even on this platform. There is a well of joy in your field, and begin to drink because the stone has been rolled away. Daddy Yaro, my Father and my God, my Lord and my God, this is your servant that you have foreknown before the foundation of the world. Eternal Father, this is your doing, and this is indeed marvelous in our eyes. Who am I to pray for your servant? But Lord, I will not sin against you by not praying for him, Lord. I worship you for his life. I appreciate you for his life. I thank you, Father, for your hands that is upon him for good. I thank you, Father, for all you have been doing through him on a daily basis in GMI ministry, in this platform, and beyond, and even on his career. Father, I am so grateful for your faithfulness, God. Thank you because the stone has been rolled away. All his secret heart desire over us, over his immediate family, over his biological offspring and his spiritual offspring. Father, you have answered them speedily. Baba, we thank you, God, for downloading to him day by day. We appreciate you, God. The teaching anointing will continue to increase. There is a well of teaching anointing. How you begin to drink freely. You begin to search more of the word of God deeper. Mining the word the more, shutting in with the Lord in the Holy of Holies, and the Lord will continue to show forth his glory in your life, sir. In the name of Jesus, sir, you will continue to grow gracefully. In the name of Jesus, your natural heights will not be abated because the Lord of hosts is with you, and the God of Jacob is your refuge. Father, we thank you, Lord, the Caleb anointing that finished strong is upon your servants, God. Father, we thank you so very much, God, for every one of us, it is well. For all the people that are supposed to be here, and that are not here, you know us by our names. Baba, for those ones that are at work, you know their name, my Lord. We recollect them too. They are part of this house, oh God. Every single one of them, God Almighty, Father, we remember them. We remember them. We remember each and every one of them, one by one, my Lord and my God. Oh, Lord, there is a well in their fields. And Lord, you will open ye their eyes of understanding to see this well and to begin to drink the water of life freely, the water of blessing, water of joy, water of abundance, water of walking with you in the name of Jesus. Father, I'm so grateful unto you, thou daddy, that is able to do exceeding abundantly above everything, because you are the creator of heaven and earth. By you all things consist. You are the creator of heaven and earth. You inhabit eternity. You are God Almighty. Only you will serve. Thank you for you prevail. You are the monarch of heaven. Who could have thought that the lamb would set us free? But you did it all. You paid it all in full. You now call us your own. We've been accepted in the beloved. We have been forgiven. We have been called your own. Father, you have made us a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a kingdom of priests. You have made us. So we are eternally very grateful to you because you are so good. You are so faithful. Thank you for rolling all the stones of hindrances away. And thank you because you are the ark of the covenant. Because they said to them, go, he will meet you in Judea. He will meet you in Galilee. Father, we thank you. You have gone ahead of us because you are the ark of the covenant. Over this year, 2025, as we pass through this year, my Lord, you have gone ahead of us. Hallelujah. And we are meeting with you there. We are following right behind you. You are the captain of our salvation. You've gone before us. Hallelujah. You are still behind us. And we are in the middle. We are covered. You've got our backs. Father, we thank you. We give you glory and honor. Father, we thank you. When men are saying there's a casting down, we are saying there's a lifting up. Why? Because the Lord of hosts is with us. The Lord our God in the midst of us is mighty. Mighty to save, mighty to deliver. Therefore, we honor you. Therefore, we appreciate you. We say holy to your name, honor to your name, adoration to your name. All the 24 elders are saying holy, holy, holy unto you that liveth forever. Thank you so much for being there. Thank you because you don't go, you don't come, you're constant and understand. Thank you because you change. Change it not. That's why we are not consumed. That's why we can come boldly to the throne of grace to receive help in time of need. So we are eternally very grateful. We love on you this morning. Thank you so much for always being there for us. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Us. Amen and amen and amen. And yield my mind. Thank you, sir, for the opportunity once again, sir.